The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Old Travis insists he's a sexpert. There's a degree on his wall. I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf Vroom Vroom McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, media luminary, Griffin built Ford Tough McElroy. Thank you.
I've had the worst 24 hours of my life.
Lay it out for me.
Hell yeah, dude.
What happened?
I can't even believe I have to do a freaking show tonight, man. This sucks.
That's cool.
Sucks. I can't believe I got to do this. Okay, so I had a bad flight here, and this is a dry campus, so I can't explain why. But suffice it to say, I was really fucking sick. And...
Wait, hold on. It's a dry campus, but you guys know about the concept of alcohol, right?
That's why it's a funny joke.
It's a sort of recreational poisoning.
Yes.
So
I did that mess up, and I felt very bad. So last night, I needed to sleep very badly, and I woke up this morning, and I needed to get some coffee. And then I went to the place where I was going to go get coffee, and I was looking on the directions, and I walked in to a place that I thought was the place. And as they were, I realized it was the wrong place as they were handing me a menu and said that I could sit anywhere. And then I had to.
Yeah.
Obviously, but I wasn't hungry at all and felt like I wanted to die.
Yeah.
The food to be around was a hell and the smell of it was a hell. For good. And I did sit down and she said, would you like coffee? And in my head, I thought I should say to go. And I thought, and I said, yes. I didn't say to go. I said, yes, to start.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the menu and the only thing I really liked was the French toast combo. I really should not have ordered that much food, but that is what I did order. And then four German guys came in right after and they were in a huge rush.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, and I wasn't in a huge rush, and I felt so guilty because I didn't even want to eat the food in the first place.
Right.
So these guys were like, we are in a huge rush. And I'm like, please make theirs first, even though I ordered first, because I really am fine.
Yeah.
I'm good. But then they brought my food first, and they clocked it.
Oh, they
absolutely saw. So then I got food that I don't really want to eat, and I had to take it home with me. And then I thought, well... this is turning into a bad day in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, let me pause you right here. There's going to need to be some pretty wild twists and turns for this to qualify as the worst 24 hours of your life. I can think of things that happened to everyone in a particular day that were super duper bad that are worse than this.
I don't think you're listening to the same story I'm listening to. See, Justin was on a flight where he... made some bad choices.
Yeah.
And then he went to get coffee and had to get some food to go.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, it sounds super duper bad.
Dude, if he needs money, I'm ready to write him a check right now.
I didn't get food to go. I had to sit down at a restaurant, and I was the only one there, and I was by myself, and I was forced to eat because of the Germans.
Yeah.
that came in after, and had I canceled the food at that point, it would have looked like I was doing it for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not why it was the worst day. I don't think I've communicated how well. The flight, I was really sick.
Super duper sick and sleepy accidentally.
But accidentally on purpose, I guess, in a sense. But then Dad's like, texts all four of us and is like, you guys want to hit this immersive Titanic exhibit? And I'm like, dag. Well, this has
sometimes
been...
Sometimes when we're on tour, our dad will text us like he's a divorced dad who only gets the kids one week in a month. But he hasn't planned for it.
Every time.
And it's like day of, like, shit, I got to do something with you guys. Do you guys like horses?
It's actually always a bookstore. He always texts everybody here and says, do you want to go to a bookstore? Usually some of us do. But this time he's like, just the four of us, just me, Trav, Griffin, Dad, do you guys want to go to this Titanic exhibit? And it was a real waiting game there. But I leapt in first and I said, yeah, if you guys want to do that, I think it could make like a fun thing to do, maybe a fun video. And then Travis and Griffin immediately bailed.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Now, to be fair... I had already bailed previously when he asked about a bookstore.
Yes. And I
said, I can't. I have too much work to go on. And then he texted about the Titanic thing and said, Travis? And yeah. I was like, still no.
Yeah. And in my defense, I have a one-y nose.
So I am
super brave for being here and continuing to do the show tonight.
Yeah.
After I heard how you all gave it up for our dad like that, the applause feels not as good, if I'm being completely honest.
So I didn't have the microphones that I wanted to record Dad and I for our little jaunt. I wanted to make it special. Like, Dad and I have never made content together before. It seemed like fun. So I went to the store
And you have never made content before together?
I mean, what do you want? Like... No.
Like the Adventure Zone?
Like, but not you guys are usually in that. I'm
sorry that Griffin and I ruin it.
We do have to find the special Dad and Justin energy,
right.
That is.
I understand
we have to
that.
Find those specific rhythms.
Sure.
So I get back to the hotel with my recorder, my microphone, and I say, okay, Dad, I'm back. What time slot you want to do? And he texts me back. It looks like the only thing they got is 3:30. We can't do it. Sorry. We can't do it. And he said, maybe next time.
Did he throw a champ in there? It feels like a champ moment.
Yeah, Dad, do you think maybe next time that we're in Salt Lake City, we'll go to the interactive Titanic exhibit?
And the cat's in the cradle and the seal soon.
Did you say cuck?
The cuck's in the cradle?
Because this has already been the worst 24 hours of my life. And if you're capping it by saying the cuck's in the cradle at me, I don't think I can handle it.
Justin, we're going to put on a kick-ass show tonight, and we're going to raise your spirits right back up, brother.
What do you think, Salt Lake City? I go for a run nearly every morning before work. My turnaround point is decided by wherever I hit a certain distance, not by a clear landmark. Sometimes... I will pass someone seconds before or right as my watch shows me that I've hit my turnaround point. So I end up turning around and running right past them again, but in the direction they're going. Dearest brothers, how do I make it clear that I'm not turning around to race them or follow them or show them how fast I am? And that's from Joggin' in Ogden.
Are you here? Hi. Hello.
Not are you here from Ogden, anyone?
Sorry. Yes, question asker.
Ogden represent. And now that we've gotten that out of our systems, the specific person who wrote this question, are you here?
All righty.
All right.
I'm so glad this is our penultimate live Mabim Bam of this tour because I have watched this child's Halloween costume enough times wrong for it to be really, really struggling into the finish line here.
Which is ironic.
It is slightly ironic.
I don't think Halloween costumes are meant to be worn or washed
I don't think it's a right way to wash those costumes.
That's a good point.
I think that if you turn around and you run past them and they think that you did it to follow them, the next thought is, and they're really bad at following me.
Okay.
Because I don't think when you follow someone, you should pass by them.
Oh, well, then maybe you give them a, as you turn around, you hit your halfway point, you turn around, you run by them in the direction they're walking. You yell, follow me!
Oh, now, my turn.
The action's on them now, whether or not they do it or not.
Oh, tag them as you go past.
I must.
Tag them.
We must. We mustn't. We mustn't say touch, Travis. We mustn't say touch the stranger, Travis. You know this.
I'm hearing it
You're
now.
You're hearing it
I'm
now.
I'm hearing it now.
We can't say touch the stranger, but you can't say follow me in any tone of, I will say actually the tone of voice is important because if you turn around and run by them and you go, follow me, that's a mean joke you're
that's
doing.
That's a way different energy.
If you say follow me and then take a hard left and run down a hill, they're going to think they're in danger.
Right.
Like in the Matrix or
but
something.
But if you say follow me, you're leading them on a quest.
And give them like a big arm sweep.
Yeah.
This away. Maybe run down till you get to like the next like intersection. Then turn back around. Run back by them again. Turn around again. Just keep going and say, when are you going to start?
Yeah. There's a subtext to this question I really enjoy, which is that my theory is that even people who like jogging and do it a lot, when that little thing goes off in their watch that says you have hit the turnaround point, you have finished half your jogging, any jogging you do past this point is extra bonus jogging, they even say, fuck that. No way am I going to do extra jogging. Are you out of your mind?
This is where you exercise people. It always falls apart. You know what I mean? It always falls apart because you always are looking forward to stopping, aren't you?
Yeah.
I do think the worst case scenario of this question is like the turnaround point is just past them.
Yeah.
Like 2 feet past them.
Yeah.
Right? Not like, oh, I went another. No, I got next to them and then turned
then
around.
Then fully
and ran
turned
the
around
way.
And gave the Ferris Bueller. Oh, yeah.
I was just about to.
Slow down, whip, double take.
Yeah, don't do that.
Do that.
Touch. No touch. Don't Ferris Bueller.
Okay. When I pulled this question, one of the things that struck me is your worry that they might think you were trying to race them. Because there's, if you pull up in a car next to another car at a red light and you rev your engine, you're sending the signal like when this light turns green, we're racing, right?
Yeah.
And they don't have to engage, but that's clearly what that means. We don't have that for foot traffic.
But
there's not like we reach an intersection, there's the hand signal, and you like stand next to them and start scraping your foot on the ground.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, it's on when that little Walkman comes up.
There should be a third signal that's like a finger saying like, almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Beep, beep.
Take your marks.
Beep. We need something that allows people to know, I want to race you.
I'm ready to race you.
You say you don't, you want to make it clear you're not turning around to race or follow or show them how fast you are. It's got to be one of the three, right? Like, one of the three is happening, because otherwise, what are you doing out there?
And frankly, how fast you are doesn't mean because you're so fast.
Yeah.
This is just how fast you are. That's the level you're hitting.
Maybe you make that clear to them, like, sometimes I'm slow too.
Yeah.
Don't take it personally, you'll get there. Keep at it.
Can you jog backwards and do like a yell at him like, it's the Matrix.
Oh,
that's cool. That'll
maybe
work
speak
for
to
sure.
Him, speak to him in reverse as
yeah,
you
go by. Matrix, we have to have
sorry, wait. I mean, I know this is a comedy show, but like, usually the suggestions at least have some narrative where in
right.
which they have benefited. The
no,
question asker, like, I feel like your suggestion is like demonstrably worse.
Yeah,
right?
No,
like, turning around and running backwards past them, quote, like in the Matrix.
And I really like, you guys are a whetstone upon which my blade is sharpened because you do not let me get away with these fucking stinker air balls. And I appreciate that. Like, for sure, it didn't make any fucking sense at all. Run backwards and say it's the Matrix. Of
you
could
run just. Backwards and say it's Memento.
Even Memento. That's not how Memento happened
it's,
either.
It's Inception.
That's... It's getting like, closer. I don't think there's like a really good movie where they run backwards.
Oh, Tenet.
Tenet actually is actually the exact one we were all trying to
do.
Yeah,
that's the exact one where that happens for sure.
Cool. Next question, please.
I come from a family of fast eaters. I'm the fastest among them.
Damn.
Opting to chew is, I can't believe, and you're here. What an honor. Opting to chew.
My name's Joey Chestnut.
As little as possible with as few bites as I can. I have married into a French family of slow eaters. Ooh la, with my wife being the slowest among them, which she acknowledges.
Opposites attract,
yeah.
huh?
whenever we go to France and we have a family meal, what do you think they call it in France? A family meal. Ooh, I can't imagine. I bet it's something very elegant. It's 10 to 15 minutes wow. ahead of the rest
see,
of the
and
family.
Juice, I'm not going to hang a lantern on that, you see?
That's because it wasn't a joke.
That's grace.
It was just an observation. It is somewhat, I'm just living my life up here, Griffin. That's why you have nothing. You can't take me apart for being me, man.
They call it a meal with cheese.
That's nothing.
Now we're freaking talking. It is somewhat awkward to be sitting in front of an empty plate with nothing to do, but it is not acceptable to leave the table. Brothers, I humbly ask you, what can I do while I wait for them to finish eating, or can I do something to convince them to change? That's from Frantically Eating in France. And are you here?
All right.
Okay. Question asker, can I tell you the deep respect I have for you that there is no option of changing your own behavior? Either I need a highlights magazine at the table for when I'm done and they're still chewing,
yeah.
or they need to speed the fuck
it is,
up.
It is also, I very much appreciate that it is obviously assumed that you can't talk to those gathered around you.
Absolutely not.
That would just slow them down when they talk back, Justin.
For starters, I'm assuming they're all speaking French. So that can't. They're maybe also, that's your problem.
It's also hard to get a word in edgewise because they're constantly stopping and going, after every bite.
Oh, you know what? Two birds, one stone. You reach over, start cutting up their food for them.
That's cool.
That way you have something to do, and it's going to speed them up a little bit.
That's awesome. That's one of those
things. Maybe start chewing it for them, too.
That was one of those things I started doing for my four-year-old son, and then I realized, like, wait a minute. It kicks ass to just have all the cutting done.
Yeah, man.
You sit down, you do all the cutting up front, and then it's just Chomp City from then on? Hell yeah.
Now you're just Pac-Man moving through the meal. Wah, 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 wah.
Don't cut it up all at the beginning is one the adults try to sell you on that you never really thought about, but I will never look back. I cut it all up at the
You give me a plate of spaghetti with four enormous fucking meatballs on it? Yeah, I'm going to cut those up first.
Especially when you get a great grid going on a patty and you're just like, boom, boom.
Gorgeous.
Can I say grid. I love the number of enthusiastic nods I've seen from the audience. There's a number of people who have looked at me and said, fuck it, I'm going in. I don't care. I don't care what they've said. I don't care what the law says. I'm cutting all of it up. So
but, that's a service you can provide your loved ones.
Yeah, you could spend a little preamble cutting into optimal, delicious bites.
Maybe, and stacking them like...
Stacking them like you're getting it all ready
like
to go.
Like the pictures of Ritz on the box.
Yeah.
The serving suggestions of Ritz, you
turn
mean.
Them into a bunch of amuse-bouche. You can eat it slower if they're all amuse-bouche.
That's true. You gotta give time for your bouche to be amused.
Is there a way you could start 10 to 15 minutes later than the rest of them?
Oh, like the tortoise and the hare.
Like you...
Where you lay down and take a nap while they start eating. But then be careful. What if they're done before you?
Just send it back when everyone sits down at the table like, I'm sorry, mine is overdone. I would like to... Please ask your father to prepare another beef Wellington for me. You could. It's just that, like... You know you're supposed to eat slower is the thing. Just
you specifically like, said you don't chew.
This is like you don't chew. You know, it's so hard to be, this is not different strokes. It's a moral good. It's for your body to chew more. It's better for you to do that.
And when you're there in France, you're representing all of us.
Representing all of us. And we need all the help we can get. Come on.
We're deep. We're in a deep, deep, deep hole of debt sort of. Culturally to France. We changed the name of fries. Like, we fucked them so bad. Like, we did such a bad job by them. Please.
Just chew!
Just chew. For America.
I have never been to France, but I feel fairly confident that most of the time I would not be, like, horfing it down. I feel like I feel like every meal I'd be fighting for my life. Listen.
Sorry, and what is it?
Listen.
What is this again?
What is the French word for bread? More bread. What is the French for more bread?
I'm going to need to get this to go.
Please.
I remember when I saw Ratatouille in the theaters with Justin, and at the end when they made Ratatouille to save the day, Justin was like, so just a bunch of cut up vegetables? What the fuck?
It's not even a meal.
This movie doesn't make any fucking sense.
Even getting us beside the point that it was cooked by a rat.
Yeah.
That's already over there. We're not talking about that. It's just slices of vegetables?
The child is nostalgic for sliced vegetables?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's been a little ribald.
Yeah.
A little unsavory so far tonight. So I thought we might take an opportunity to class it up a little bit. With just a nice, mature work of art.
I'm not even going to talk about the fart sound effect. I'm fucking dialed in. This is maybe the last work of fart of 20 Thunder Drive, and I want to keep my, I think, perfect record going. I'll pretend all you want that I don't like this game, but I'm in my fucking L. I'm in my zone right now.
All right, tonight, it's all classic rock.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to give you the description of the song.
Oh, man.
You will give me the classed up title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to have like fart or pee or poop or something in it. That's...
Up first.
Yeah.
In this song.
Yeah.
We find out about a place to get away from it all, stop what you're doing, and pass gas. Thanks to Elvis Presley.
Fart break hotel.
Farts.
That is correct, yeah. Justin. It's 1-0.
Fart Break Hotel.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. What do you want from me, man? Juice, hey, Juice. You know how important this is to me, right, man? This might be the last work of fart of the tour. You know that, man, right? And how important it is to me?
Things are heating up.
Did you see my runny nose, bro?
To be fair, Justin had to eat a breakfast he didn't want.
Yeah, that's true.
I was so sick. I can't.
Okay, in this AC/DC classic,
yeah,
we are told the story of a man who watches his wife have sex with Thor.
Thundercuck?
Correct!
Yes! Oh!
God, that's good. Dang it. Dang it.
How many more are there, Travis? Tell me.
Three more. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Billy Joel,
yeah,
sings a song about a man singing a song about being in a bar where everyone urinates on him.
Piano Man.
Piano Man?
Piano Man.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Griffin. Yeah, it was Piano Man.
No, like, he has to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. And Travis, can I just say, that's why you write the work of fart, because yeah. I'm going to come to something with Piano Man, and it just, I don't see it.
Piano Man.
No, I get it.
It's, yeah, like...
Like, don't say it a bunch, because it's not that funny, but like...
Well, shit, that was the best one. Okay.
You could stop now. 2-1.
In this song, Elton John tells the tale of two young people during a simpler time...
Yeah.
...when they could bond over their love of this reptile's penis.
Crocodile cock.
Yes, Griffin, that's correct.
He did not tell me the answers ahead of time, guys. It seemed like with how fast I said that was scripted. It was not, I promise.
It is currently 3-1, so Justin, I'm sorry. Griffin has taken it, but there is one more.
You never know if the last one's going to be worth triple.
That's fair.
You never know if you're going to say that.
No.
It would be better. For the game, it would be better.
I'll tell you, it's only worth one real point, but it's worth 3 Travis points.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. I'm about to fuck
it. Matters who I consider the winner to be.
Okay, good.
In this song.
Yeah.
Satan appears and challenges Johnny to a statewide cunnilingus contest.
Yeah. That went down on Georgia.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So Griffin wins the game, but Justin wins the game in my heart.
I'll take it. Honestly, I'll take it at this
that's
point.
That's cool and everything, but...
The devil went down on Georgia.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We got it. We got it.
Do you guys get it?
You really can't hang a lantern on these, my man. They are not load-bearing.
I have a very cute little dog named Chopper. Sorry, they said we couldn't show Chopper. He's too cute.
That's a lie. Show the picture, Paul.
Out of sight. Out of control.
My neighbors, who I've never met, have some girls who are around 8. They saw my dog one day and knocked on my door, and they asked if they could play with him.
Well, I let him out to play with him for a bit, and I just thought, well, that was nice, and that was it. But now, they know that I have a cute dog, and they're obsessed with him. They constantly come over multiple times a day to play with my dog. Brothers, the family has their own dog. How can I tell? Yeah, I mean,
oof.
How can I tell these girls to stop coming to see my dog and play with their own? That's from Puppy Problems in Provo. Are you here? Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Is Chopper here?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I bet you get that a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a terrible burden to have a dog that just, like, fucking drop-dead adorable.
Can I tell you guys, just quick note, programming note, if you want to know how to slam dunk a question, write in a thing where kids keep coming over. You're facing basic problem. And then introduce a neighbor cuck dog in.
Slam dunk, dude.
It's a fucking slam
Absolutely.
Dunk.
So I feel bad in a way because this is like one of the earliest parenting things you learn. And it is don't do something you don't want to do forever 1,000 times.
Right? Correct.
Because if you think it might bring joy or delight to the child, you are running the risk that all of a sudden they look at you and they're like, hey, this is my entire shit. Your dog, I know you think it's your dog, but your dog's my whole shit.
Yeah.
There are things that life lessons, important skills that I have tried to instill in my children multiple times, over and over and over, and the seed does not take root. But there are things that I let them do once,
yeah,
5 years ago,
right,
that they're still like, hey, I'm going to do that again because you said yes to it that one time. So it must always be cool now, right?
Oh, Dad bought Cooper this tiny TV once, and I put a bunch of episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark on it. And I showed it to her one time, and now that kid watches fucking 4 hours of Are You Afraid of the Dark on a tiny TV every day. I don't know, guys. You just take what you can get, I guess.
There's so much about the world of Pokemon that is better than our own. I'll just lay that out there carte blanche, and you all know that that's my truth, and I'll stand on it. But one of the things that I think we could really adopt from that game franchise and make it part of sort of like the public consciousness in the real world.
Pet fighting.
No.
I heard it when I said it.
But keep out that link cable, my friend, because what about pet trading? Now, now listen.
I think you can do that.
Yeah, you can. How many pets have you traded, Trav?
No, I don't think I would do it if Pokemon were real either, Griffin.
You got to. So that's.
I got two dogs. Who needs two? Take one of them.
Let me stop you right there because that is the way that some of the Pokemon evolve. It is, you can't just say like, well, I'll never have a Machamp because I'm not willing to trade.
Can I tell you how wild it would be if you told me you have two dogs, Buttercup and Lily? The only way they'll reach their best form is if you give them away.
Yeah.
Dude, Griffin was about to tell us how to make a Machamp and you cut him off, man. I was finally about to crack it. I was so close to having a Machamp.
I mean, it's Gen 1, but yeah, Machamp and Golem and Gengar, I think you can only get through trading. There's... I believe Steelix and Scizor, if you give them the metal coat item before you trade them, that's... Anyway, trade dogs. And I know that I'm...
Hell, listen.
Outing myself as a non-pet owner, and this is probably unthinkable to a lot of you because you're giving up an incredible relationship with the pet that you've has formed this deep bond with. But think about how stoked you're going to be to get to know that new pet.
And to be fair, it sounds like this ugly-ass dog is going to really appreciate the attention.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then, makeover time.
Uh-huh.
It's time. Oh, you're going to make those 8-year-olds jealous now.
Yeah.
When you miss congeniality, their dog.
Yeah.
You should let the dog choose. The kids may be more fun than you.
Wow, Juice.
You should just let the dog choose, but have some bacon in your pocket. Because you're an adult. And that's what adults know how to do. Adults know how to rig the game for themselves.
And if the dog chooses the kids, they do have to reimburse you what you paid for the dog. Because another thing adults have is the money to buy dogs.
That's right. True.
Buy your own
That's
dog.
That's true, but hey, what
they already have their own dog.
What That's I always right. say, guys, who bought who? Thank
you. No.
I am 37.
I always say, who cleans up after whose poop?
Makes you think about it.
I am 30.
It does make you think about it, Griffin.
I am 30.
The dog makes me think about it all the time.
True.
Proceed.
Are you sure that you don't have any other multisyllabic observations to make? You'll notice I didn't say jokes.
I'm more of a humorist, Justin, but continue.
We're storytellers, Justin.
I'm going to kill you. I know what room number you're in. I can have them make me a key card. I could give them your name. I'll go in and I'll kill you.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll tell them it's a birthday surprise, except the surprise is I'm killing you. I am 37 years old. And tomorrow morning after the show is my first time flying on a plane. How do I play it cool and not look like an aging noob who has never flown? Are you here? Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi. There was not a name in here. I don't know if it got cut off.
That's okay.
You've never flown before. Tomorrow you're flying. And you want to know how to not look like an aging noob who has never flown.
And you're just a passenger, right? You're not flying the plane.
Yeah.
Because that would be wild. I know there's like a pilot shortage or whatever, but we're not down that low, right?
No, not quite.
This is an actual answer that might help. I don't know, because it blew my mind. If you go to the pilots and you say, do you have any of the cards? Sometimes they have special trading cards about their plane. And this absolutely blew me out of the water when I found out I don't have the guts to ask, obviously, because they would push me out of the plane or something. But you could ask, and I think that's a real pro move that's going to establish like, oh yeah, I've been on so many planes, I'm collecting cards about them.
Oh yeah, and then when they give you the one you're on, be like, I've already got three of these, yeah, and hand it back.
I've been on them so many times. I love the way these go up.
I thought you were saying... I think, first of all, your best option is going to be absolute silence. Anything that leaves your lips, I promise, is going to betray the fact that you've never been on an airplane before.
Maybe don't, like, as it's going up, start screaming about how this is in defiance of gravity and God's will.
Don't do that. Don't be like, excuse me, flight helper, I don't know what you're called. Shit. There's been a terrible mistake. I don't know the person who's sitting next to me. Oh, that's not, that's, okay, just kidding. That is how it's supposed to be.
And it's cool if we smoke in here, right?
What? Things have really changed. This place is beautiful, and I think flying out over it is going to be an amazing experience. And that is something like I would frame it like that for yourself at first. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's all clouds, and that gets old so fast.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even believe it. I will say the part where it goes into the air initially will be...
Bad. Not the best.
But here's what I will say. You will be absolutely on a plane at that point. And it was very...
For sure. There's no doubt about it. They're actually... And you might not know this because you've never done it before. Once you get on plane... They have very little chill about you getting off plane until they have reached destination. That's actually like a big rule up there.
Sometimes it's nice to just know you have no input into how the situation goes at all.
Yeah.
Release the controls. Let the pilot and God take care of it.
God, does this help? God also keeps you safe in the plane.
And the fates or whatever.
Does that help?
Yeah. All right. I'm seeing two thumbs up. I feel pretty good about that, honestly. I will take it. My ex's stepdad introduced me to my mechanic years ago. He was a total I know a guy, and he set me up with the friends and family discount there. I realized recently, after an expensive repair, that I still get the discount. It saved me about $400 on this last visit, but my ex and I broke up 3+ years ago. And I never got around to telling my mechanic that we broke up. And it feels weird to tell him now, good instincts. And I also have no idea if it matters. Do I need to tell my mechanic that I'm no longer friends nor family? Can I keep accepting the friends and family discount forever? That's for morally muddled motorists.
Are you here? Yeah, I don't blame you for not volunteering your presence for that one. That's a tricky situation.
I heard some of you all react to that in a way that left me wondering, I think no matter when you did it, it would, even if it was the day after, it would be strange to go to your mechanic and say,
hey,
just so you know, Susan and I have broken up, so now you must charge me full price for things.
Yeah.
It is, though, like, what you are saying, though, is, I'm no longer your friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Like, we are no, our ships have parted. We are no longer.
If anything, that is the responsibility of your ex and your ex's family, like a mafia don,
yeah,
to call the mechanic and be like, he's out.
It was actually a really acrimonious breakup. Do you have an enemies discount?
Oh, it's an enemies increase.
An enemies increase.
Okay, you do good work.
Understandable.
Y'all have
Would you like to hang out sometime, Doug? See if we can repair that relationship. I'll bring you a present on your birthday, like in Stardew Valley.
Do you really genuinely believe that if this had been addressed early, that it could have been, like, there was no moment at which you could have addressed it in a healthy way? Like, obviously, if you go in right after the breakup when you don't need a repair, that will be bad. That won't go well.
You can't make a visit just to say, hey, I am alone.
I feel like...
Wiper fluid's good. Thank you for thinking of me.
At the moment of checkout, I feel like that is the last time you can say, hey, just so you know, I hope this isn't weird, but just to be honest with you, we broke up, so please don't give me the discount anymore.
That was the moment. I think, let's take this a different way.
Okay.
Right? Instead of a mechanic, this is a butcher shop.
Okay.
And they call and say, this is Doug. Doug's, you know, dating our child. He's cool. Give him the real good cuts of meat, right? Yeah. And then you break up. Are you going to go in and the butcher's going to be like, oh, back to serving you the bad stuff?
Travis,
like, now you know.
It's so fucking crazy that you are drawing a decision. Like, no, I don't think I'm going to go back to eating rancid meat.
Yeah,
what are
dude,
you talking
that
about?
That is not the conversation.
The two options are get good meat or eat like
the pies
and Sweeney Todd.
It's not about the options, Travis. It's like this equivalent would be you go to the mechanic and the mechanic says, oh, you're dating Stacy. I'll stop giving you bad, rusted, shitty car parts.
Every car, usually I throw 40 jelly beans in it just to be a dick. I'm actually not going to do that to you.
I won't put
40 jelly beans in your car.
The options are don't tell them or go to a different mechanic.
That's how you...
That is the thing.
Hard.
I would...
You can't be like, hey, you know how you've only been charging me $500 for this? You can go back to $750.
Why? I would just go to I would find somebody new, though, right? I don't, if you're not...
Like a new partner and see if they have a family mechanic?
Yeah.
Maybe you go to the mechanic, you say, I would like to try to explore a friendship with you.
Yeah.
Or go to your mechanic and say, listen, yes, they and I did break up. Do you have any other friends or family that I can start dating to maintain our current situation?
Yes.
I'm willing for this to chain together a new way.
Yes.
I met them through you. No, I met you through them. Now I meet them through you.
Yeah.
This Christmas on Hallmark.
I met them through me, but you'll meet me through you on Hallmark.
I'm you now.
Starring Lacey Chabert.
The talented Mr. Ribley is talented at mechanicking.
Folks,
Lacey Chabert in I'm you now.
Folks.
A Christmas Tale.
Lacey Chabert is Melissa Joan Hart in I Am You. A Christmas joint.
Coming this October to Hallmark Channel.
Candace Cameron Bure watches from a corner as Melissa Joan Hart is Lacey Chabert in My Christmas Is Inside You. a psychosexual journey coming to Lifetime.
Coming to Lifetime.
And logo.
October 21st.
Discounting the days till Christmas.
We have signed posters out in the lobby. Rad posters. They were designed by Scott Hoke. We were just wild about the vibe and the energy of these. There's also, I think, are there coins?
Yes, there are.
We do still have some coins for the Pulse of Bourne Memorial Canned Food Drive. All proceeds on those coins go to the Utah Food Bank. So check those out, too. Send in your questions, please. We're going to do live audience questions in the next block after we take a brief intermission. So go do all your dirty business. And we'll be... right, but I don't know, guys.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. You just kept going with it.
I can't give you a high energy finish after go do your dirty business.
Go do your unspeakable bathroom crimes.
And we'll be right back.
We've already gotten our dreams, but what about you, the little people? Hi, I'm Justin McElroy, a certified dream granter.
Hey, all you tiny folks down there looking like ants to us dream giants.
Yeah, we've strolled down from Olympus to tell you how to get a start on your tiny, humble dreams.
Your little tiny heads can't even be big enough to have a dream in it.
We are like Prometheus, bringing unto you, mere mortals, the fire of Squarespace.
Do you know that we have used Squarespace ads to promote topics as varied as our wives' political campaigns and our dogs? It's true. No matter what you want to use a Squarespace website for, we've done it.
And I know what you're
thinking. From Jumanji to Moana, there is not a Squarespace website you cannot create.
Why haven't we combined them and made a Squarespace site with our dog running for mayor?
We could.
It would be easy.
With these templates that they got, these best-in-class designers making for you, you're going to make a website that looks like a real pro made it, not... You know, you, one of the common folk.
If you want your mayor dog to charge for their goods and services and get paid on time with professional on-brand invoices and online payments, you can do that for your mayor dog. Set them up for success because it's expensive to run a campaign these days. Seriously, we've used... can we stop joking now?
I'll try.
We had... That was like... We were... Can I say, Griffin? That was like such a good ad. And then you took the ball. And I thought you were headed to the end zone with it and bringing it home for a big finish.
I couldn't
tell.
And
you absolutely fumbled. You ate it.
Dude. Yeah. Can we be serious?
You ate the ball.
You ate the ball,
I want to seriously... Well, I need people to know that the next part's not a joke. Because if they think that if you go to this URL... And there won't be a good deal for you there because it's a joke we're saying, then Squarespace will get PO'd. And there's not that many places that want to support us.
Yeah.
You know, sort of professionally.
That's great. Okay. This has already stopped being an ad and become some sort of immersive theater you're doing. So whatever you want to do is fine, Griffin.
People love this shit. Are you kidding me? They love to get deep in the sausage grinder with us.
Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That blew my mind. You guys at home are like, that was wild. Imagine sitting in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I want to tell you guys, we got some recently updated ad copy from ZocDoc, which is an amazing, amazing service website that's going to help you find doctors and stuff in your area. But also included in here is that we have to play their Sonic logo. And I get confused by that every time, thinking we're about to play music from Sonic the Hedgehog. And they have a cool, like, Sonic the Hedgehog is working with ZocDoc.
No, it's cool. Because like, and I don't think a lot of companies do this with us, but it's neat because it's like a collab at that point. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing our thing over here, telling you about how ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. It's amazing. I've used it so many times in DC to fill out my care team, my squad, if you will.
And your road dogs.
But then they'll also come in there and be like, wow, 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 wow. I haven't heard the Sonic stinger, but I do think it's like I do think it's probably like a funky blues riff.
I think it's probably like, gotta go fast to get an appointment today.
Okay, that's right? good.
And
that's
a lot
good.
Of people don't know this, but ZocDoc is actually short for ZocDoctor Robotnik.
That is also true.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that.
Yeah. How much do you guys want to bet we're going to get ad copy next time? It's like, please don't talk about the Sonic logo. Please.
Obviously. We put that in parentheses so you guys wouldn't talk about it, and that's fair. I get that.
But to be serious for just a second, my God. You guys... And it's important to make sure that you have a care squad that is covering all of your bases. And it's hard to
all
do
your
that.
Holes.
Hard to do that because insurance is a myth and everyone does it different and everyone's trying to get at you and take everything that's important to you. ZocDoc helps you find the doctors who do take your insurance and will provide great care and let you book appointments with them in the blink of an eye. Stop putting off those
doctors. Kind of like Sonic.
Stop putting off those doctors appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/mybrother, ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
Zugda.
The wizards answer 8 by 8. The conclaves call to demonstrate their arcane gift, their single spell. They number 64 until a conflagration. 63 and 62 they soon shall be, as one by one the wizards die, till one remains to reign on high.
Join us for Taz Royale, an Oops All Wizards Battle Royale season of the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard a big rip when I sat down, boys.
And now you're bragging about your farts to everybody.
It's holding. It's holding.
Griff, I'm going to pretend to be surprised by a Munch Squad here in a second. But before that, I did want to say I overheard backstage Dad talking about how his day went.
Yeah.
And you'll never guess one of the things that Dad mentioned he did.
Okay, yeah. So this, I didn't want to bring this up, but...
No, I know you didn't. You know how I know you didn't want to bring this up? Because you didn't.
I had a runny nose, and so I went to Walgreens to deal with it. And while I was there, I realized I wanted to get something for the Taz show that we're doing tomorrow in San Diego at a local game store, so I called an Uber to go to the game store. That's enter into the Walgreens at the same time, Clint McElroy. And he did come with me to the game store, and it was a precious father-son memory, but I didn't want to, like, make a big fucking deal out of it or anything.
But
yeah,
to
it's
be
just
fair,
so weird because, like, earlier in the podcast,
yeah.
I was talking about this, like, Dad and I didn't do this thing together, and what's weird is, like, that would have been a cool time for you to bring it up as jokes.
For
but
sure.
That's how I know but that it actually, you think that I'm actually going to be upset about
sure,
it.
For sure.
Because you didn't tell me in podcast.
You,
you know
just
what I'm
have
saying?
To understand Dad and Griffin just get along better
so
than you
and
Dad.
So that's just kind of it.
I
like to think of
me and Dad spent all that time when I was a kid together, which is why I'm well adjusted and awesome now.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure.
He was busy teaching me baseball and stuff.
I think of me and Dad as just kind of like buddies, you know? And
yeah.
Sometimes buddies run into each other at the store because one of them has a runny nose and one of them forgot how their phone charger works and needs a new one and they're getting it at Walgreens for some reason. And they go to the game store together to fucking kick it. Like, that's what buddies
now,
do.
Sometimes, is that sometimes you get a phone charger that has a micro USB charging cable but you don't have one of those and indeed you don't even know what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of hostility towards Dad. That's my friend, dude.
Did you
He's just such a father figure to me.
Yeah.
Griffin, that's how I think about our dad as a real father
He's
figure.
He's kind of
to
a
me.
Father figure.
Like the father I never had, you know?
Griff, just tell me this. Did you at least have a nice time?
Yeah, it was great.
It's a whole
I want a munch
squad.
I want too much
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. You probably thought.
Now, you guys are probably too young for this, but I'm going to do a quick pop-up video here, which is like. Justin was so excited at the idea of interrupting Griffin talking about his time with Dad that he did the wrong musical intro for the wrong bit.
Okay. You guys probably thought that I did the wrong musical intro for the wrong bit. But no, I just tricked you. Just like the cast of Now You See Me, Now You Don't is going to be tricking audiences this November. And to celebrate the fun, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf is conjuring movie magic with Lionsgate Now You See Me, Now You Don't collaboration. It's the Now You See Me heist tea.
I don't usually say...
Oh, wait, no, shut up.
Okay.
Heist?
Sorry. So what I'm going to tell you is... Heist tea.
Heist tea.
Oh. Fucking brilliant.
Heist tea is, I mean, let's be honest, good. And
that
it demand. You know what I like about heist tea? It demands something of the reader.
Yeah, sure.
It does. Enunciation.
Enunciation.
Can I also just say, did you type out the image we showed before this, or is that from the clip? Because you put a colon in it.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a colon in Now You See Me. Colon, now you don't. I don't think that punctuation is there.
This paragraph of a press release headline is so boring to see. It's so many words. I ain't reading all that.
Okay. Let me sum it up for you. Something magical is brewing at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. In anticipation of November 14th release of Lionsgate, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Glad to hear somebody is excited. The global specialty coffee and tea house is joining forces with the exciting film franchise for a captivating collaboration that blends cinematic wonder with flavorful indulgence.
Cinematic what? You know when you're drinking a really good drink and you think, this is just like seeing a movie?
How can I capture the spirit of this movie with this iced tea? Heist tea.
Thank you.
This exclusive partnership features limited time iced teas that partner bold Swedish berry tea.
I just fucking got it. Not a joke. I couldn't figure out what was good about heist tea. I was like, is it just that the tea's kind
of
running?
It's on the screen in front of you.
Yeah, no, even that wasn't enough.
How deep is the Sudafed in your bloodstream? The Sudafed is like interspacing right now, connected into siphoning off your gray matter.
Travis, I don't use that PE bullshit. I'm not a child. I use grown-up Sudafed that gets you fucked up, fam.
I like that they specify that it's an exclusive partnership and that Now You See Me, Now You Don't isn't putting heist teas in every restaurant throughout the nation, which would be a pretty good heist.
Now You See Me, Now You See Me, Now You Don't sounds like the wrong name for the first movie when someone's trying to remember what the name of the first movie is called.
This exclusive partnership features limited time iced teas that partner bold Swedish berry tea with a twist of lemonade, juicy fruit flavors, and a magician's touch of glittering magic. Complete with a sweepstakes that invites fans to immerse themselves in a world of mystery. Tell your family they're doing a sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Wait, is there fucking glitter in the drink? Because the prestige then is my bowel movements later.
Yeah.
And now I don't know, Trav. Can I first tell you about the film? Now this is a press release for a drink. And Now You See Me, Now You Don't. The Four Horsemen are, I'm not going to read the cast names. I'm going to skip them, but there's a lot. And Now You See Me, Now You Don't. The Four Horsemen are back to unite with a new generation of illusionists for their most global, high-stakes, magical adventure yet. Wouldn't it be wild if it was like their second most magical adventure yet? Their mission, expose the corruption.
Is Lizzie Kaplan back in this one? Because I don't think she is.
She's not. Their mission.
Fuck off.
Expose the corruption.
They're not all back.
So somebody saw the other ones. It's Travis McElroy. What Yay. An unsurprising outcome.
Do you mean the movie's titled For Travis?
Yeah.
Now You See Me.
Yeah. Magic Thieves, the Travis McElroy movie.
This is a movie that only Travis dreams of.
In this movie, their mission is to expose the corruption of Veronica Vandenberg, a powerful diamond heiress with ties to arms dealers, traffickers, and warlords.
Like, yeah, fucking obviously, Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
What else are magicians supposed to do? Yeah.
Aided by the legendary Thaddeus, the two generations of magicians must overcome their
And I know what you all are thinking. Thaddeus, wasn't he a villain in the first two? He is. Twist.
He's good.
At the coffee. I know, it's the prestige, but not that one.
Travis, I am actually going to forbid you from being actually excited for this movie on stage with me right now.
At the coffee.
Mark Ruffalo's in it. The Ruffalo Buffalo's back.
Yeah, at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, we've been part of the vibrant story of Los Angeles since 1963.
Fucking yeah, dude.
Okay.
From the start, we built our legacy on handcrafted drinks that surprise and delight. Said Tara Hinkle, the president and head of Americas at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. Our partnership with Now You See Me, Now You Don't brings that same sense of wonder to life, blending our LA heritage with a touch of movie magic.
I have very severe food allergies. I do need to know what this glittering
movie magic is. The caffeine-free beverages.
A magician never tells their secrets, Griffin.
No, the allergies are super duper duper bad.
But look over here, Griffin. You're already drinking it.
I need a website with all the ingredients.
A mesmerizing. First off, there's the Mango Magic Heist Tea, which is a
Stop sprinkling on me.
It's a mesmerizing
Stop it.
It's a mesmerizing mix of mind-melding mango, lemonade, Swedish berry tea, and magical glitter.
Hold on.
Yeah. Edible glitter?
No, Trav. Deadly, poisonous glitter. Now you see me, now you're dead. There's also this strawberry shimmer iced tea, a dazzling blend of surprising strawberry. Fucking pretty surprising. You put it the first word in the title of the thing. Lemonade, Swedish berry tea, and magical glitter.
You know, fans of the Now You See Me franchise know that magic can be around any corner, said Angie Sharma.
Travis,
global
is that,
partnerships
is
that, and brand strategy for Lionsgate Motion Picture Group.
You ride hard with this franchise. Is that true? Are you looking for magic around every corner?
Yes, but that's where it's not gonna be, Griffin.
It must have been a lonely, literally 10 fucking years since the last one of these guys came out, huh?
No,
a long
you,
time to wait for the
magic
of Now You,
you
See
can
Me.
Rewatch them as many times as you want.
There's no law against it, yeah.
Fans of Now You
And you notice new things each time, Justin. It gets deeper and deeper, and then you watch the makings ofs, yeah. And you talk to our friend J.D. Amato, who worked as a magic consultant on the first one, and sure. You find out things about the films, Justin. Yeah. And it only
it's
deepens.
A lifestyle,
it deepens,
dude.
Like enjoying wine. Just, and it ages. Yeah. It ages. Barrel ages.
With Now You See Me, Now You Don't, about to take the horsemen on their greatest heist yet. It's exciting to be sharing the magic with the coffee bean and tea leaf customers.
Why'd you pick this voice?
This is what came out. I don't choose.
And yeah, there's like 9 horsemen now, Justin. Yeah.
There's tea leaf customers with their delicious drinks, and watch them disappear.
And they're also doing a magical sweepstakes, which I don't even want to
say. What
about.
Do you win?
Well, they did a contest where if you texted a number when the trailer dropped, you could win $119.
That's cool, man.
I don't know why.
That's awesome. That's just how much they had.
They finished making the
They finished making it.
That's what they had $119. They had $119 left.
How much are you charging us to design this heist tea? Whoa, $15 million? Shit. Okay, all we got left is, oh man, $119. That's a weird prize.
But Dave Franco will deliver it? Is that anything?
He won't?
Man,
no.
I feel so bad, guys. I told Paul to download the trailer.
Yeah?
I told Paul to download the trailer for Now You See Me, Now You... No, don't. Please don't. Because I know... No, it won't be good now because... Okay, he's already started playing it. Now I know Travis will enjoy it and I don't like it anymore.
No audio. I think
no,
it's
no audio. It's better. I was just going to
okay,
let it...
Okay, we got... Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
just
but it's not
over
him.
This is insane.
It's not
this.
This
is not magic.
This is a new magician.
Yes, they're, I'm not going to talk
Everybody
about it
shut
anymore.
Up.
No, there's not even sound.
You're
not
loudly, too
be
loudly.
What I was going to say is I feel guilty for having Paul download it and then never using it. And that's what I was going to say, Travis. You
Do
didn't
you
let
guys
me
remember that Jesse Eisenberg was on our show once?
You guys remember that? That's a true fact. I remember sometimes. All right,
and
stop.
Now he's in this movie.
Paul,
look
thank
how
you.
He jump-started
thank
his
you, Paul.
Career.
Thank you, yeah, everybody. That's your Munch Squad for today. Thank you.
Nothing about the edible glitter, huh?
What do you want to know, dude?
Nutritional facts. What's the difference between what makes it edible? What makes other glitter
okay,
not
now
edible?
Now I understand.
The force and the will to swallow.
To digest. My daughters have been making every drink I drank glitterable since like 2015. Man, yeah. It's not a novelty to me. Everything has glitter in it anymore.
You had the cadence of starting another question, which sent me into a panic spiral because it's not time for that. It's time for live audience questions. Thank you for sending in all of your questions. We're going to call some folks down.
A lot
too.
Of good ones, y'all.
A lot of really good ones. We're going to call folks down to the microphone. Can we get the lights on? For
and up
the...
first, it's Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, whoa! No, we're going to call you down to the microphone by your name and seat number. Please don't approach the microphone if we don't call you.
Jesse Eisenberg came on to promote the independent karate movie that he had directed
himself.
The
Art of Self-Defense. Yeah.
I don't think Jesse will be on My Brother, Me to promote Now You See Me, Now You Don't. I'm not sure we're going to marry
I
that.
Wish.
He's welcome anytime. Hello? Whoever wants to talk first. Hi.
Please.
Wow, a lot of great sweaters.
Thank you. Hello.
You're welcome.
No kidding. You never see two great sweaters kind of back to back like that. That's really
no
incredible.
No offense to you, third person. You're
we
doing great.
It's cool, too.
I'm sorry that they didn't call you before the show started
to say,
like, hey, we're doing the sweater thing. Do you want to do the sweater thing with us?
So sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So my question is
oh, sorry, what's your name?
Oh, sorry. My name's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
My pronouns are she, her.
Hello.
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 So my question is, how do I get my boyfriend's mother to stop sending us live lobsters?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So
sometimes it's just nice to know like what the first question's going to be of the audience question segment.
It seems like a breach of etiquette to send your, not in-laws, right? Because you're just dating. It's your boyfriend's
mother. I mean, once you get more than one live lobster from them, it's your in-lobsters.
I know I mentioned, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, Trav. I want to make space
encourage for that. Don't encourage that.
I want to make space for that. I was going to say it's fucked up to gift anybody something alive, but I also said famously people didn't like it earlier in the show when I said you should trade your dogs. So
can I ask for some context?
Yeah. So my boyfriend's from Maine. Yeah. And so his family has historically liked to give him lobster for his birthday.
Awesome.
And this year they were like, oh, we can't visit, so we're going to send you something in the mail. But what they neglected to tell us is what it was. So we weren't home when they were originally going to send it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did the lobster die?
No. So they
not until you killed it.
They didn't tell us what they're going to send. They changed the date. And so we go to pick it up. And we're like, oh, no. Did they send lobsters? And they did. And unfortunately, my boyfriend picked it up with my friend, who's a vegan. And we were staying at her house. And so we had to kill the lobsters and cook them at her house.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait. That sentence kicked ass. You said it real fast so that we wouldn't look at it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Natalie,
yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
You got to know. You can't sneak one by the fucking McElroy boys. We're going to clock it every time.
Hey, Griffin, is it the
what
word
you just said was fucking
Griffin.
Out of pocket.
Hey, Griffin, was it the word had to? Yeah. Is that where it is the had to?
They were alive!
No, sorry.
Did the lobsters know too much? Was there a secret being kept?
The entire point of the vegan position is that you don't have to kill anything.
Yeah, I don't think vegans are like, yeah, we don't believe in killing and like consuming meat. Unless you have to.
Make it quick. At least make it quick.
Well, there's authentic Maine lobsters? Well, you gotta...
It's already here.
It's already here. What kind of life?
I ate a lobster roll this afternoon, at which point Tom, our video editor, is here, pointed out that this is probably the farthest I could geographically be from lobsters.
Do you, I feel like I know the answer to this, enjoy to eat the lobster?
I mean, I did cry a little bit, not too long.
While,
oh wait, for
while
real?
Eating
when
it?
When we opened it, because I was like,
well, yeah, the bird, the great burden.
Yeah.
Of, yeah, sure.
My,
yeah.
My boyfriend ate most of the lobster, not gonna lie.
Okay.
But, so we're very grateful that they sent it, but we're worried that they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I hear exactly what the problem is. The next time, going to take the rubber bands off the lobster's claws. You're going to put rubber bands around your boyfriend's fingers. Now it's a fair fight. And now it could go either way. Now he's not murdering lobsters. He's defending himself.
That's cool.
And then he's just consuming his fallen combatant.
That's the warrior's right.
Yeah.
You conquer in battle, you eat the foe. That's the warrior's right, guys.
How else is your boyfriend's chitin going to get any stronger?
That's true.
I think you need to draft an email. I think you need to say, dear Valerie, the lobster culture in this country is fucking crazy. It's so wild. Dear Valerie, it's so wild that we have this one animal that we name a restaurant after it, and then when you come in, you can pick one to eat, but you don't really get to eat that one. It's just a big jar of them you have to look at before they get eaten. It's wild that we send live ones around. Just this one food, we're like, it'd be better if we send them around live. Lobster culture is crazy. And that's kind of like, that'll get them thinking, you know? Like, that'll get the thought starter. And then don't say anything after that. And then a few weeks later, be like, come think of it. I think I'm out of the lobster thing.
Yeah. Or unless. When you said that they had to get them to stop sending, I knew you meant in the mail. But then I thought, what else could that mean? And I pictured your in-laws taking the lobster to the airport.
They did. They've and done put that it, multiple
no,
times.
Let me finish.
Let him finish his little fantasy.
Not
it's going to be cute. It's
not
be
in
so
a box,
cute.
But in a little suit jacket and vest.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh,
a little note that says where he's going.
Yeah.
And there's a flight attendant that escorts him onto his seat.
Yeah.
And then he gets off and they bring him to the
exit. He got a
little
lanyard that says unaccompanied, like, crustacean on it.
Yeah. And then you and your boyfriend pick him up and kill him right there in the airport.
Because you fucking have to, right?
You have
you
to.
You gotta kill him, right?
Gotta kill him.
Well, the worst part is that they say if you don't want to eat it immediately, to put a damp towel over it and stick it in the vegetable drawer in the fridge.
No, they like it. No. To them, that's good. That's like
and
a sauna.
And here's the thing you have to understand. Lobsters are technically immortal. They don't die of old age.
Yeah.
So if we don't kill them, they'd be fucking everywhere.
Yeah, Doc.
We're protecting ourselves, really.
Does that help?
I think so, yeah.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you, Natalie.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jenny. My pronouns are she, her.
Hi, Jenny.
My question is, I work at an archive, and we have some cool stuff. How do I get people to stop asking very heist-sounding questions when
Sorry,
I
wait,
tell them this?
Really important. Heisty-sounding questions?
I mean, in a way, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like that's a word, heisty? Because I got tripped up earlier in this very podcast.
My husband was looking at me like an idiot. I realized it at the same time as you. So.
What's up, Jenny? Yeah.
Jenny, I want to say, when I read this question, I was like, okay. And then I got to some of the example questions.
Can you give us some examples
gave?
that you field sometimes?
There's a lot of like, oh, has someone tried to steal stuff before? Where did they fail?
Yeah. Compare and contrast other failed attempts.
So don't mind me while I stroke my very real mustache.
What kind of security do you guys have? What do you do to the people if you catch them?
And make sure you.
What do you do if you catch them is the best one of them. That would be my first.
And when you answer, please speak into this flower I have on my lapel.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
My jumbo boutonniere.
What do you do when you catch them, and where have they failed before?
I mean, last time someone attempted to run out of the room.
Don't answer it, Jenny! That was a trap!
Please don't yell. Please don't
scared
yell.
Me. You please actually gave me a jump scare by yelling right next
okay.
to me.
I'm sorry.
I'm not even in front of the speaker.
I'm really sorry. Please don't yell.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was a failed attempt, so they mainly got yelled at.
Did you bust them?
Jenny,
did you bust them?
No, I was like, what's going on? I can't help with that.
Cool. That's
Jenny,
cool.
I love the revulsion you answered with when Griffin asked if you stopped people from stealing, and you went, what? No. How would I even do that?
I feel like if we would stop putting art in museums, people would stop trying to steal it.
Yeah, dude.
Like, the only thing that makes it stealable is that the museum doesn't want you to. You know what I'm saying? If they were just like, fine, take them if you want. Take them if you want.
I have no interest in art until someone tells me I can't have it.
Yeah, then you want to heist it. That's the only reason. The whole reason people heist it is because they make it hard to do it. If they made it easy and just said, take all the art you want if you want it, I don't think anybody would ever steal it because it would feel rude.
Unless? Jenny, you like your job, right?
Now
it's cool.
It sounds
like a cool
job. Now we're talking.
Yeah, you're nodding your head yes. If you could actually verbally say yes so we have you recorded on audio saying that you like your job, because it's actually important for the
like
rest of
job.
My whole thing.
Now,
yes.
You and all your friends like doing close-up magic, right?
No. And then, Jenny, we'll cut this part out of the podcast. No. So the only witnesses will be the 14,000 people assembled here.
And if we have to kill them, we'll talk to Natalie about it.
And Rachel, don't delete this. Permanently save it.
Send it to the FBI.
You could get it.
Federal body inspector. It's not federal in that. You know that, right?
Typically
when someone's claiming to be a body inspector in that way, they're not saying, and I work for the government.
Yeah.
And don't get it wrong. I'm not a state body inspector.
Then what's the F for then, Trev?
Female.
Usually on the beach.
Female body
inspector. I'm trying to be gender inclusive.
Then you say, fun body inspector.
Yeah.
Fatherly body inspector.
No, dude.
Festive. Festive?
Freelance.
Jenny.
Fungible.
Because a professional body inspector is a doctor.
Jenny.
I'm a freelance body inspector.
I'm a festooned body inspector. Check out my tinsel.
Jenny,
I'm a fast body inspector.
Jenny.
Don't worry. We're going to get you in and out of here in moments. Let's keep this game of Minister's Cat going, Justin.
Jenny, I apologize for my brothers. This behavior is... You all don't deserve this. You all made plans to come here and see us live tonight. You did not agree to watch us
paid for
play,
parking.
Play Minister's Cat on stage. You deserve better. And Jenny, you deserve good advice. Get in on the fucking action is what I'm saying. Answer their questions. Get a little bit of fucking like 20% off the top.
I've known you for 2 minutes. You are the last goddamned person I would suspect in a million fucking years. If it, you could be an absolute gajillionaire, just like no one would buy it.
And you could say, and we have you on the mic saying shit like, I would never help with a robbery, with a stealing.
Of course not.
And that's like, evidence.
That's evidence, and they can put that, but this part's not in the show, but that part's definitely in the show.
Yeah, that's evidence from court. Does that help? Does that help?
Oh, yeah, I got some plans now.
Yeah,
all right. No,
Jenny. No, Jenny. No. Damn it.
You misheard us. Thanks, Jenny.
Hey there.
Hi, my friend.
Hello, brothers.
Hello. I like your shirt for what it's worth.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry it's not a sweater.
Yeah, it's
That's okay.
Okay.
I wish it was a sweater.
They can't all be.
So what's your question?
My name is Seth.
Seth.
He, him. I actually sent in two questions.
You had one about your grandma.
Yes, I thought that might be the question that got
you. You knew sending in, you're like, this is a fucking banger. The boys are going to love this shit.
So I live in a multi-generational household. It's my in-law's house. And so it's my wife, her mom, and her grandma. So multiple generations there. This grandma is pushing 90 years old.
Okay.
She watches Gunsmoke all day.
Yeah. And on my TV. I'm glad somebody's watching my TV. Keep it real.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. And she has no idea how to interact with children.
Yeah.
So when my nephew comes around, or we actually just brought home a two-month-old foster boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
She scares the living daylights out of the children.
Yeah.
Old people are scary. They don't like to talk about it.
But they've earned that a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. When you're pushing 90 and you've made it to the great grandparent stage, you don't have to fucking impress anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone a kid who's young enough to not remember these interactions anymore.
It is incumbent on the children to kind of stiff upper lip it. And you ever seen Gunsmoke, kids? Because it's pretty lit, actually. So you're looking for the exact wording of your question.
Yeah, it's very good. The exact wording.
May I read it, Seth?
Yes, please.
How do I market my grandma to be less scary to the great grandkids? That's awesome.
So we're the focus group. At this marketing firm of Great Grandmas Inc.
Yeah.
And we're gonna rebrand. What's her name?
You don't have to say your great grandma.
No, but
name.
Like, give me what's her grandma name? I mean,
just grandma.
Okay, we're gonna start there.
Right, that's the start there. That can be boosted up.
What about Peebo?
Peebo's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun to say. Kids will love saying that.
Yeah, like Peebo Bryson. Peebo?
Especially if you're like great Peebo.
Yeah.
Hey, great Peebo.
The great Peebo.
Here comes the great Peebo. Fuck yeah. I want to hang out with them.
The great Peebo is a great start, actually. I thought it was a joke, but it's turned out to be very good.
Yeah.
The great Peebo.
And maybe put some posters up of like, get ready. She's coming. The great Peebo.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Maybe list some show times of when they can see the great Peebo.
Just make them take iPad breaks every once in a while to watch the trailer you've made for the great Peebo.
Have you guys enjoyed how on TikTok we've recently discovered that like our octa and nonagenarians have a little bit left? a little bit of content left on them. Just a little bit of content left we can ship away before they joined the choir invisible. Just like a little bit of content left in there to get.
You know,
just a little bit of content we could get out of there. They just play. Man, just make them play Fallout 4 one time. And then they could die. We'll just get a little bit more content out.
Yeah, people often wonder how being 15 years of internet content creators has changed the way that we look at the world.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. What you just heard Justin say.
I mean, my grandma dressed up like Frankenstein and talked to me about her life growing up. Like, just a little bit more content.
Only 20 likes, Grandma. We got to do more.
We got to do more. Laura.
Grandma, could you do something where if someone stands in a square for 5 hours, you buy them a TV?
Learn the dance from Mom to Light. If Mr. Beast would take a step back and just, like, lower the stakes a little bit
and
more.
And now I'm Mr. Beast Senior.
Yeah. Does your great grandma do anything that like kids would be like? Our grandma loved playing bingo, and that was cool. Bingo's an all right game. She'd come over and play bingo.
She would often give me books of matches, which was cool.
Fuck yeah.
She's got a ton of jewelry that she loves to give away to people.
Kids love that shit, dude.
That's good.
Yeah, babies love jewelry.
They do, actually.
They do. Could they earn it from her by acting like they like her? And eventually, the affection becomes real.
It's true. That's how it happened in Tuesdays with Maury, I think.
Fuck, I knew you were going to say that.
I got to read that fucking book as much as I reference it.
Every time they hang out, Maury gives them a new ring.
Yep. And he's like, I'm starting to like you, distinguished older gentleman.
What's your name again?
What's your name? What day is it?
Oh, man. Fuck. If I'd known that, we would have hung out on Mondays.
Does she even have an Apple Watch?
She does not. But Christmas is just around the corner.
What are you doing? Could you get her some Google glasses or something?
How can they relate to somebody without Google glasses?
Does that help?
Does she play Roblox?
Does she play Roblox?
Does she play Roblox?
She will soon.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Seth.
Now we're talking. Thank you. Does that...
Thank you.
Have we fixed your life? Thank you.
Because it should have been Mondays with Maury.
Yeah, no, it would be a better
It would have been easier for him to remember on his calendar.
We all are on the same page on this. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mitzi.
Hi, Mitzi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm really looking forward to this.
People never say that.
We never get to hang out anymore.
I know.
You know, but as you get older, who has the time?
Mitzi, I know your question, but would you...
Yes. So through the normal course of doing her job, my sister has acquired an exceptional horse kidney stone.
Yeah.
Not our horse.
Not your horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is her job stealing horse kidney stones?
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Now you pee it.
Not this.
If the owner doesn't come back for it, we get to keep it. And I'm looking for advice on the
get
best
to?
Way.
If the owner... There's like... Yeah, dude, every part of that. If the owner doesn't come back, where?
Like, to the...
Jail.
Horse kidney removal?
Okay, you don't
veterinarian.
Want to say...
Okay. You can say veterinarian.
Say horse... No, I think you should say horse kidney removal place. That makes me happier.
Not you being kidney
one of them makes me
removal.
Happy to be alive, and it's that one, so
it
keep saying that one.
They didn't take the horse to a fucking Jiffy Lube.
And they took him to a horse kidney removal place.
No, it's a roller coaster where everyone passes kidney
stones.
It's
an old alley.
Jesus, I wish. So,
imagine...
What is your... So you get to keep it if they don't come back.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
I would love some advice on how to preserve and best display this treasure.
Now, preserve, you know we have no fucking idea. You know that.
But
that's science. Okay.
Paul, can we show the picture?
No, Paul, don't show it yet. It's a little... It's like 10%
can we actually...
Yucky.
No. Can we take a vote?
No, I think we should
show
it.
Can I show a hand? Just, like, if you want...
You can vote with your eyes. Close your eyes if you don't want
to
see it.
No, I am curious. If you would like to see the kidney stone, raise your hand. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty...
It's not even a question.
Okay, just like for like 5 seconds, we'll just like throw it up. So
it's not gross.
As a former kidney stone sufferer,
it's
pretty
not
fucking
gross,
gnarly, man.
It's like exactly what you'd expect.
Like,
just show it.
Well, we're going to show it. Okay.
That's not gross.
And now take it away.
No,
now
wait.
No,
wait. I need it back up.
No, really, I don't
want to
see it.
No, I need it back up for a second. Because I have to ask you a question.
See? They don't
there
like
is,
it. They pay
there
to be
is,
here.
You gave nothing of scale here
I'm
in this picture.
You. Yeah, that actually is actually a good question. How big, like...
Size of a plum.
Fuck off!
How big was... How big was this horse?
Like, horse size?
Horse size.
God damn, that's funny. Shit, that's a good way to make fun of Griffin.
Size, that's funny.
I wish I had said that.
Yeah,
God,
that was good shit.
I was gonna say on a ring, but even then.
Do you know what sucks? I had a kidney stone in college that was so bad that it put me in the hospital like 3 times. They had to surgically remove it. And when I came out of anesthesia, this next part's true. I did ask my girlfriend at the time to move in with me. Not in the best headspace to do that. But also, they just got rid of the stone. I was so pissed off. Are you kidding me? I'm not probably going to make another one of those. So I get why this is a special relic.
And it was arrowhead shaped.
It was cool.
He could have turned it into a tiny arrow to kill a mouse with.
Yeah, sure. Because I'm really super, super messed up.
I think now that I think about it, resin would be a good option. If you just got some clear resin.
And then
a
you
nice
could,
paperweight, that
then,
would be
you know,
nice.
No, John Hammond it right onto a walking stick.
That's sick, actually.
That would be sick.
Or,
yeah.
Even bigger, center of a bowling ball, like in Mystery Men.
Yeah.
I like
walking stick because then you're kind of making this enormous foul horse kidney stone at eye level to everybody pretty much all the time. And people are going to come up to you and they're going to say, wow, that's one fucked up looking pine cone. And you say, friend, do I have a story for you?
You have no idea.
It's important to have a prop when you later have to explain to another scientist that maybe it was a mistake to build your theme park full of giant extinct horses, and you can spin it in front of you as you like look into it and talk about all I wanted to do was bring back giant extinct horses based on this kidney stone. And they're like, well, you should have known better. And you're like, well, obviously.
Obviously. Oh man, that thing was really, really gnarly.
Let's see one more.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Haven't stone fruits been through enough?
Forgive me. I have stolen the kidney stones from the horse kidney. They were so yucky and so sharp.
Kirby, that was a real thinker, and
thanks,
I loved
man.
It. I loved it.
I appreciate
hey,
it.
Does that help?
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Can we bring the lights back down?
You all have been so great. You actually have made this the best 24 hours
of
my life.
And you heard all the really bad stuff you went through. So
he had to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Thank you to
the Now, I will say, the me getting extremely sick on the plane is now 28 hours ago, so it's no longer in the 24 hours, so the clock has kind of moved, but it's still a lot of cheering, and I do appreciate that very much.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to Kingsbury Hall for having us. This is a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Don't you love the paintings? I love that if you don't like the show, you can just look at a painting. That's convenient.
Yeah, it's like a big-ass painting for a while if you want
to. Second screen entertainment.
That's cool, yeah.
Hey, did you all enjoy that video we showed during intermission? That was made by Tom, who does all of our video stuff for us, and he's here tonight, so let's give it up for Tom.
Big Tom! Thanks, Tom! Woo! That's enough. It's still mainly us doing the jokes, so just a little bit of cheering
thank
for
you
Tom is fine.
So much to Paul, and thank you to Amanda and Rachel and
our dad
Clayton McElroy.
So glad he and Griffin got some time together today. Love
that.
Yeah,
thank
him.
You to Scott Hope who designed this rad poster. I think there's still some more out there. I do believe we are out of the Paul Sabor Memorial Canned Food Drive coins, but if you want to make a donation to the Utah Food Bank out
to
there,
you in the second too. Row waving the checkered flags. It's amazing how good that makes me feel.
Yeah,
I genuinely feel
it. Yeah, really.
It does kind of feel like we're pulling into the finish line of the show.
Yeah.
We can't finish without...
This has taken everything from us. You have no idea. We're barely a standing.
I blew out three tires finishing this show.
We can't finish until we thank Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Griffin.
And I apologize for how yucky that sounded.
Oh, Travis has got it. I was going to say you're the
right.
only sucker with a screen now, but Travis got his.
I've got it right now.
Yes, you're going to leave us off here. Thank you so much, Salt Lake City, for coming.
Hey, thank you, Siri. Like, I know you're supposed to say that at the end of a show, but thank you so much. It's been, you all been
genuinely,
amazing.
You've been an
genuinely,
amazing audience,
thank you.
And we've
thank
had
you
a,
so
a
much.
Killer time here tonight.
I, a 35-year-old with a full 9-month-old child, will be faster than my fear of when the animatronics at Spirit Halloween try to get me unprovoked.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.